Lowe's Ultra. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Paint rated by a leading consumer study. See store for details.
The first lawsuit related to the deadly natural gas pipeline explosion in San Bruno, California has been brought.
What we're going to ask the court for...
In San Bruno, California, attorney William Audette represents a number of plaintiffs.
...is that PG&E released the $100 million fund they claim and they pledged to the community.
The lawyer says it's ridiculous that the utility is not quicker in releasing the money.
There are people who now do not have homes. Those people need advances. They don't need to go to a hotel for a month and then say, please pay me back.
The plaintiff says PG&E should have a court administer the recovery funds. No comment from the utility. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Wrapping up his four-day trip to Great Britain, Pope Benedict oversaw a ceremony that puts a 19th century theologian on the road to Roman Catholic sainthood.
At an open-air mass in Birmingham, some 60,000 Catholics witnessed the so-called beatification of Cardinal John Henry Newman. 10 years ago, an American with a bad back prayed to him, and he claims his back was miraculously healed. Newman converted to Catholicism from the Protestant Church of England. And some critics here say Benedict is using this to try to get others in Britain to jump ship. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Celebrity stuff. Ricky Lake is looking for a new place to live. Authorities in Malibu, California say Lake's beachfront rental home burned down. Lake told investigators a couch caught fire as she refueled a portable heater. Lake, her two sons, and their dog are all okay. This is ABC News.
Ever wake up aching and feeling like this? Or this? If morning pain sometimes leaves you feeling drained, try this. Introducing Bear AM, an extra strength pain reliever with alertness aid, specially formulated to fight morning pain and fatigue. So you can feel like this. Turn morning pain into get up and go with new Bear AM, the morning pain reliever.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
You're listening to News Talk 920, KPSI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Delta King Riverboat in beautiful old Sacramento. I don't know, it sounded like, I think we had a little haunting going on in the Delta King a little earlier. It sounded like I was getting farther and farther away, and then Valley and I were frantically during the break trying to get things arranged, so we don't know what it was. Just static started coming? I don't know, maybe there's ghosts. Oh, there, you hear the horn from the horn blower coming. It's been quite an adventure, like it always is. Now, yesterday morning, I wasn't on KESQ3 TV because I was here having a wonderful time. But you will see me next Saturday morning, and you will get to see Sacramento old and new for yourself. So make sure you join me around 8:20 a.m. on KESQ3 HD TV. Now, again, Valley, we know, as you know from what you just heard me tell you, is back in the station waiting to take your calls. And this hour, you can register anytime after the first sponsor's timeout for the drawing next Sunday for a two-night stay on the Delta King Riverboat, plus VIP passes to so many of the museums here in the city. Very, very cool. And we have to thank the Sacramento Convention and Visitors Bureau for giving us that. We thank them so much for actually setting up this entire trip. So I am very, very fortunate to have experienced what I have experienced. But you know what? I haven't experienced enough yet. I got the gold pan yesterday, or pan for gold, and I went underground. I've been to the Crocker Museum, which we are going to talk with our next guest, Stacy Shelnut-Hendrick, the Director of Education, very shortly about the Crocker Museum. Phenomenal. Wow. I mean, really, really, this legendary museum just had a $100 million expansion. I was lucky enough to tour the museum on Friday. Let me tell you, spectacular. Spectacular, a must do when you come to Sacramento. I mean, there's just no question about it. We'll also hear about events, attractions, their own wine industry, all the other stuff going on in the new and the old here in Sacramento. So it's just, like I say, it's been a phenomenal time. I can't remember when I drove through Sacramento going, I'm not even sure where we were on the way to do the show somewhere. And I drove through Sacramento, and I thought, you know, it's been a long time since I've been to Sacramento, and I really should stop and take the time to visit. And you know what? I'm sorry I didn't, because now I just won't have enough time to go to the governor's mansion to go to Fort Sutter. There's so many other places that I want to experience that you're going to have to do it for me when you win your trip to come on up here. So Sacramento is the state capital, of course, of California, and the county seat of Sacramento County. Located in California's expansive Central Valley, it is the seventh most populous city in California and the oldest incorporated city, and it's rich and vibrant history goes way back to 1849 when its citizens adopted a charter. Now remember, this is gold country, gold rush country. They had the huge era back in the 1800s. This was all about the gold here, all about the gold rush era. And little did I know, which I guess I might have, and I thought I was pretty good at history, but I did not realize that Sacramento actually was flooded at least three different times, and that's why they raised the entire city up, and that's why there is an underground. Really amazing stuff going on here in Sacramento. The old district is phenomenal. The new district is just as phenomenal. There's all sorts of things to do besides the river. There's so much outdoor, indoor activities, museums. We'll find more about that, talk more about that later on in the show. Now, what I did say to you earlier, the date of statehood was September 9th, 1850. The state flower is the golden poppy, the state tree is the California redwoods, and the state bird is the California Valley quail. And that was the trivia question in the first hour, and yes, we had a winner for that. And we do have trivia this hour as well. And this hour is the time you're going to be signing up for your own two-night stay on the Delta King Riverboat, which it was christened in 1927. It is the original paddle wheel riverboat. Yes, it is, folks. You are staying on a riverboat. Now, it doesn't move. It's stationary, so you don't have to worry about coming back to the docks and your hotel room being gone. It'll be here, and it's no movement. In fact, the horn blower just went by outside. The Delta King isn't moving at all. No seasickness for me. You're sitting here looking at the beautiful Delta on one side and the fascinating old Sacramento on the other side. So truly, truly a treat. Get away from the norm. Do something different and come out here and stay on the Delta King Riverboat here in old Sacramento. Like I say, I saw the underground, the original Sacramento Underground. I went to the California Railroad Museum, and for those of you who know how much I love trains, oh my gosh, I was there for 2 hours. It was fantastic. I went to the Crocker Museum. Of course, that's another 3 hours there, and I was very fortunate enough to be able to get a private tour of that. Loved it. I went to the old Sacramento Museum. Just barely had time to go through that museum because we went on the underground tour. I also panned for gold, the original site of the original depot for the Central Pacific Railroad, which brought the railroad system, made it coast-to-coast train travel for everybody. I mean, that really, that was like the boom, the train travel industry. And I love trains, and the railroad museum, I can't say enough about that, and you're going to go when you come up here. You're just going to let, even if you're not a big train buff, let me tell you, you're going to walk in there, and you're going to be mesmerized. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Right now, I'm saying it on the air. And, like I say, when you go to the Crocker Museum, you're going to be totally amazed. Now, you are listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on Newstalk 920 KPSI. I'm having a blast. The weather's gorgeous. The rain's gone. We had some rain this morning. It's in the low 70s. The sun's starting to peek out right now. I can see some sunshine now bouncing off the water. So it's just the perfect, perfect venue to have my show, Traveling with Francoise, right here on the Delta King Riverboat. Now, we are going to take our first sponsor's time out here. When we come back, Stacy Selmet Hendrick, the Director of Education at the Incredible. Well, let me tell you, incredible. We have nice museums in our valley. I'm not taking anything away from this, but let me tell you, folks, I don't think I can call one incredible. The Crocker Museum is a legend in museums. When we come back, Stacy is going to tell us all about, we're going to talk about the expansion. You're going to hear about it, and you're going to want to go. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on Newstalk 920 KPSI, coming to you live from the Delta King. We'll be right back.
Tell you where to play golf. I'll pick the spot I'd like. I know it's hot. Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where.
Hi, this is Matthew Creighton, the owner of Thai Smile and Rancho Mirage. Please join us for fresh, tantalizing dishes you've come to love, or even try something new. We're open daily for lunch, dinner, and takeout, and offer a full beer and wine selection. Thai Smile of Rancho Mirage is located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center, on Bob Hope Drive and Highway 111. Reservations are suggested. So please call us for more information at 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit our website at mytiesmile.com.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, poolside cabanas, tennis, Wi-Fi, and opening soon, a full-service spa to pamper your inner and outer being. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort, and of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit the Borrego Springs Resort on the web at borregospringsresort.com.
Hi, this is Mel Haber asking you to donate generously to Angel View Crippled Children's Foundation. Your tax-deductible donations of clothing and household goods help support round-the-clock services for disabled young people living in our 17 specially equipped homes. Angel View stores are located throughout the valley, so donating is easy and convenient 7 days a week. To find an Angel View location near you, just phone 322-2440. Please call today, and thank you.
Getting your business name and information over the airwaves is easier than you think. Let Traveling with Francoise do all the work while you have all the business. Contact me, Francoise, for more information about being an exclusive member of the Traveling with Francoise family. Direct at 760-409-9779 or visit travelingwithfrancoise.com and send me an email. I'm offering a summer special, so don't wait, because it's never too late to get some business.
You're listening to News Talk 920 KPSI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, coming to you live from the Delta King Riverboat in Old Sacramento. With me right now is Stacy Selmick Hendrick, Director of Education. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, how are you?
I am fantastic. Now, the other day, we were just kind of, she was laughing. She said, you know, in the museum, you were really quiet when you were getting the tour. And now, well, now we're putting you on the spot. You got to do all the talking the other day, and you get to do more talking.
I hope I can keep up with your energy.
Oh, I think you can. Now, you are the Director of Education at the Crocker Art Museum.
Yes.
And I tell you, the Crocker Museum, there is an old and there is a new. So let's briefly go over the old so people have an idea a little that have never even maybe heard or seen about the Crocker Museum.
The Crocker Art Museum was essentially founded by Judge E.B. and Margaret Crocker. Margaret Crocker gave the museum to the city of Sacramento in 1885. And so it's the oldest sort of continuous running museum west of the Mississippi. It has a real sort of illustrious history and a wonderful old Victorian building. So the Crocker has existed for 125 years. We're actually celebrating the 125th anniversary this year. And we're also opening a new gallery, I want to say a new space. It's the Teal Family Pavilion, which will open on 10-10-10. So we're very excited about.
And that's inside the original Crocker, which was their house. The museum is housed inside their house, their residence.
I like to call it a campus now because it sort of evolved over the 125 years. Mm-hmm. First, the house was essentially built for the Crockers in sort of transitioned in 1868. And then they built a gallery building to actually house the collection that they were acquiring both here in the United States as well as abroad. And then in sort of later in the 60s, 70s, they added additions. And so this is sort of the latest addition. So there's really right now, I would say, three buildings that make up the Crocker Art Museum. And it's over tripled the size just with the new expansion. So it's going to be over 150,000 square feet of space.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I can see where, in respect to you, call it a campus. But to me, it's still like a very opulent, beautiful mansion there. And when you walk inside, it's just as spectacular. And how long did the Crocker family live inside?
That's a really good question because they traveled a lot. Mm-hmm. Judge Crocker had a stroke very early on after they built the gallery building. And so Margaret Crocker sort of shifted her time between her house in Sacramento. She had a house in Southern California and then one in San Francisco and then later one in New York. So anywhere from, let's say, 1879 to about 1885 is when they spent their time at the actual mansion and building.
Okay, now depending on how somebody wants to view the property, I was fortunate enough you took us through the old first.
We did.
To see actually a lot of the Crocker's art collection, mm-hmm. and some of the new exhibits that are in there and going on. And from there, we transferred, which was very, I love the way you did it. We kind of subtly went from old to new. And next thing I know, I'm in this beautiful, bright, lots of windows building. I mean, very huge building, which is the expansion. So let's start. How did all the expansion, the $100 million expansion of the Crocker Art Museum come about?
Well, I would say the board of the Crocker back in the 80s and 90s knew that the Crocker probably needed to expand. But it really wasn't until the new director, Lyle Jones, came that they were able to sort of make things happen. In 2000, they put an RFP out for architects who had, of course, a lot of experience to build the new building, and they got Gwathmey Siegel and Associates as one of the respondents. And they came back with a really thoughtful plan that really looked at how the museum wanted to use the space. They didn't sort of say, here's a great building because we're great architects and you better love it. You know, it was like, we understand that you want this, this, and that, and here's a design that we think complements your needs and your wishes for the city of Sacramento.
Okay. So the expansion was, it became a reality.
Yes.
Through donors and fundraisers and all sorts of what goes on with the expansion of a museum. Mm-hmm. And so now you said the campus, the size is about entire size?
Yeah. The actual expansion is 125,000 square feet, and then we had about 45,000 to begin with. So it's pretty big. It's over about 160,000 square feet.
Now, I have to tell you that the opening, which is going to be on October 10th,
yes.
is a huge deal because I was telling, just in talking to vendors, just people, when I was talking to people and telling them, they said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to the Crocker Art Museum. Oh, well, it's not open. And then I was kind of boasting, okay, I'm going to say I was boasting just a tiny bit and said, yeah, well, I get to go and get a private tour, and I'm so excited. And this is, but it's a huge event here in the community. Everyone's talking about it. And the opening is scheduled. Now, you're still putting all the pieces together inside the museum. So what type of exhibits are you going to have?
We have a variety of permanent collection exhibitions and then special exhibitions. So the permanent collection exhibitions include a promised gift show of 125 works that have been promised to the Crocker's collection, and that ranges from old master drawings to contemporary works by artists like Susan Adan and other people that people would recognize. It also has pieces from the European collection, so it's a very eclectic show, and that will be in the Crocker's sort of main special exhibition gallery. Mm-hmm. There will also be an exhibition called Pioneering Journey, I believe. I'm losing track because there's so much going on.
Yeah.
But it will focus on the Crocker's Old Master Drawing Collection, which is one of the premier collections within the United States. There will also be an exhibition, a special exhibition of Wayne Thiebaud's work called Homecoming, and it really celebrates his sort of huge legacy. He has a national following, but this is his 90th birthday that we're celebrating with this show, so that will open with the new Crocker as well, and so that's a beautiful show.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was impressed. I mean, I love all the diversity inside the museum. And you have some amazing sculptures, mm-hmm. ceramics.
Yes.
I forgot what the little tiny was, the burial, relic was so small, and it's a big case, and really, really phenomenal. And I like how you go from the old to the new. I mean, it's a beautiful, the expansion is just spectacular, but it has a very comfortable feel to it, very light, very airy, not the typical museum that we tend to think about. When you're walking through, it just has a nice, fresh feel. feeling about it, I think, because of all the lights around and the way everything's displayed.
I'm glad to hear you say that. And it was fun touring with you, too, to see it through your eyes. Because I think, you know, when you work so closely on a project for so long, you start getting jaded a little bit and you don't see it as fresh. And one of the things that we hope to do is give something for everybody. People who really love the sort of Victorian feel and can still feel that and not even think about the new space. People who really love a contemporary sort of clean-cut atmosphere to look at art have that. So there's something for everybody. When people actually sort of have their visitor experience, they'll come through the new building and they'll sort of have an opportunity to travel back in time. So they'll see a lot of contemporary art. They'll also see African and Osmot art, which is a new two new collecting areas for us. They'll go back in time. They'll go through sort of the 1920s. They'll see sort of works by George O'Keefe, people that they really recognize. And then they'll go more toward the early Californian, which we are really well known for, and then they can sort of phase into the old building and really experience European art, international ceramics. We have a beautiful Asian collection that's just growing and growing and growing, and so all that will be in the historic gallery building.
And again, folks, you are listening to Stacy Sellant-Hendrick, the Director of Education at the Crocker Art Museum, which again will be opening, reopening. The new expansion will open on October 10th, and along with the refurbishment of the original site. Now, Director of Education, you are doing something there that I think is phenomenal. You are making it more interactive, making it more fun for the youth to go into a museum instead of going, oh my gosh, we're going to a museum, which what I did when I was in high school. These kids are going to want to go to the museum. So tell us what you're doing over there.
Well, we're doing a lot of different things as far as programming. You know, studies have shown that as much as interactives really excite people, people still respond to having people talk to them about art. And so we have a lot of diverse programming happening as far as tours for school groups, for adult groups. They're very interdisciplinary. We combine some tours with performances with the Sac Philharmonic. We have a education gallery that we're designing for children 5 and under that will probably debut sort of earlier in 2011. So we have a lot of different things happening for young people and particularly for families. We really want the Crocker to be a place for families. I think a lot of people think of children's museums or science centers when they think of, oh, I want to go to a place with family. But we want the art museum to be a place for families as well.
And you're very excited about this because I think they're giving you a little bit of free rein to let you try some new things with the kids and stuff.
We are. We are very excited. We have, we were talking yesterday about our Drop, Yak, and Splat tour.
Right.
for families. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And we're hoping that people will, you know, try different things and sample us out during the next few months.
And you still can't touch, folks. Lucy and I were trying to touch, and Stacy just wouldn't let us touch.
Yes.
But I understand why, because the works are so phenomenal. And we don't. But that's a credit, though, to you. That's a compliment to the museum and the works that you picked. For people want to actually to go up and study the texture and feel them, that brings life to them, and that's what it's all about.
I know. You were tempting me, too. There are some beautiful pieces that you feel like you're in touch.
We do
touch tours for people who are blind and low vision, so
that's
one thing we do offer as well.
But I couldn't touch it. Now, besides that, you had a phenomenal educational area, which was still, they're still putting all the pieces together. It's amazing. I mean, right now, when it opens, it's going to look almost completely different, because I saw artifacts that's still in boxes. And that, which was very fascinating for me to see a museum going in that stage. But you also are going to have a museum store, a theater, a cafe?
Yeah, we have an auditorium that seats 260 people, and we'll be doing different types of concert series. We're bringing back our classical concert series. We have a new program called Playlist, which sort of looks at a lot of music in a lot of different genres. We have a Thursday night sort of party experience called Art Mix, where it's like a very vibrant scene. We have sort of open bars and I should say cash bars, not open bars. I guess they're open cash bars.
Yeah, well, there's gonna be some bars there.
Yeah. But with drawing in the galleries, different poets doing sort of response pieces in the galleries, a very lively sort of interactive feel for you know, a variety of different audiences.
Okay, and folks, at the Crocker Art Museum is just, I'm right here in Old Sacramento on the Delta King River boat. And it's just, I could actually walk to the museum or drive to the museum. It's only, a mile? It's very easy to get to.
Very convenient.
signs, great signs throughout the city. I have to hats off to the Visitors Convention Bureau. You guys did a great job of making sure everyone knew where to go and what, and there's a lot of signs pointing to where the Crocker is. So now you have, like Steve, you were talking about, you have a lot of upcoming events, which will be a regular. There will be regular events at any given moment.
Yep. Thursday is a huge night for us. We have a sort of ongoing series called Thursday Till 9, and so the museum's open till 9 o'clock, and on the first Thursdays, we show a lot of film. On the second Thursdays, it's Art Mix, which, again, is sort of a combination of a variety of art forms. On the third Thursday, there's Playlist, which is sort of a music concert series. And then the fourth Thursday is called Open Art, which is more community-based.
And what are your hours of operation?
Oh, this is getting tricky now.
Okay, so you're not sure yet. Well,
No, I know. It's just they've changed. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're open 10 to 7. On Thursday, 10 to 9. On Fridays, 10 to 5. And then Saturdays and Sundays, 10 to 5 as well.
Well, we'll make it real easy. They're open 7 days a week.
No, closed on Mondays.
Oh, closed on Monday. Okay, closed on Monday. So you can go to the website, crockerartmuseum.org. This will be posted on my website with a direct link to the Crocker. The big gala, I won't be able to make it, darn, I was going to try to get back up here, is coming up, but your opening, you have your scheduled opening is for October 10th, right?
Yes, 10 to 10.
10 to 10, and the number, folks, is 916-808-7000?
Yes.
Okay, and now tell us, I told her I wouldn't do this to her, but I'm going to do it to her anyway, what is your favorite exhibit right now, because it changes so much?
I'm not going to trust you anymore.
I know. But we know you have to have a favorite. That's okay. That people in the Crocker understand.
I think I really love the pieces we have from sort of the 60s, 70s. So, you know, Tebow, Kondos, sort of the pop art funk movement. I think it's very fun and it's very playful. And I think that's probably my sort of favorite era.
Because the color. I enjoyed the colors, yes, too. I enjoyed the brightness and the life and everything going on. Now, is there a cost for the museum to go to
there
visit?
There is a cost. It's $10, which is really low these days for adults. Yeah, $8 for seniors and students. And then children under, I want to say 6, yes, are free. So, and then on the third Sundays, we have a pay-as-you-wish day, so people can come, pay $1, pay nothing, pay $100, whatever they want. And we're really excited that the 10-10-10 opening is free, and we're going to have performance stages, we're going to have so many different sort of acts, performers, artists participate. It is going to be a huge blast, and it ends with a laser show. So it's huge.
Oh, boy. Well, maybe I can get back up here. And finally, before we go, I know in the lobby, you have a spectacular lobby area. Mm-hmm. If I recall, now correct me if I'm wrong, you were going to have Wi-Fi down there for visitors, and they can come and just hang out in the lobby if they choose to get a feel for the museum, the Crocker, before they even enter.
The whole first floor is sort of free access, so people can come, enjoy the cafe, shop in the store, just sit and lounge and use their computers all free.
Well, Stacy Selnick Hendrick, the Director of Education from the Crocker Art Museum, a phenomenal, phenomenal museum, spectacular. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the tour also.
Anytime.
Okay, next time, I know, don't touch. Okay, Stacy, you have a great day.
You too.
All right, folks, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I think we might have a chef from the Delta King with us. I know Lucy's coming back. We have a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, coming to you live from the Delta King Riverboat in Old Sacramento. We'll be right back.
Hey, want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf? I'll pick the spot. Nightlife? I know it's hot.
You've seen Walter Clark on television. Perhaps it's time you see him in person. Walter Clark Legal Group is one of the Valley's premier California injury legal firms, with Walter Clark at the helm. Located in Palm Desert on El Paseo. Call today for a free consultation. And as Walter Clark firmly states, we don't get paid unless you get paid. Walter Clark Legal Group can be reached at 760-568-5661. That's 760-568-5661. Or visit them on the web at walterclark.com.
I'm one of those who said I never would, but after years of horse training, sailing, and golfing, Mother Nature has got the best of my skin. So I've decided to stop Mother Nature in her tracks with the help of Dr. Lombardo of Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery in Rancho Mirage. I searched for a year to find a doctor who listens to my needs and wants, then explains the process to me with no sales pitch, just compassion and professionalism. Call Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery today for all of your cosmetic surgery needs at 760-610-8990 or visit them on the web at lombardocosmeticsurgery.com or on the homepage of travelingwithfrancoise.com. Do you know there are millions of people withdrawn from life because they can't afford a hearing device? The public charity nonprofit organization Helping People Hear Again wants to change that with your help. By donating used, abused, or new hearing aids, we can all make a difference in someone's life. Help us find new ears and let them hear. For mailing information, the location of the nearest drop box, or to see if you qualify for a hearing device, please call 760-776-1738 or visit our website at helpingpeoplehearagain.com.
Honey, what's wrong? Honey? Honey?
You get scary when you miss your vacation. Don't miss out. Get away to the Red Rocks of Sedona. Stay 3 days and two nights at the Sedona Summit Resort for just $199. Call the Arizona Tourism Center at 877-444-8044. That's 877-444-8044. And feel like yourself again.
You're listening to News Talk 920, KPSI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery. Gosh, what can I say? Time is just flying by. I am on the Delta King Riverboat in Sacramento. Now, we are in Old Sacramento, right up the dock. Right there is Old Sacramento with the Central Pacific Railroad Station. You walk around. The original theater in Sacramento is up there, the Eagle Theater, which was made out of ship's canvas. Can you believe that? I got to see where the Pony Express actually started. I told you that the guys were paid from $100 to $50 a month, and they liked young guys that were orphans because they didn't want to have to worry about it. But now we're going to talk about food, because I have some delicious food here on the Delta King Riverboat Hotel, and with us right now is Chef Julian Vasquez. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I know you're like swamped today, and here we drag you out of the kitchen and bring you over here. You have weddings going on, you have Sunday brunch, you have a lot of stuff, but I always love to talk to the chef for just a moment. So tell us, give us a little history.
As far as
about you
me?
Being a chef, how long have you been a chef?
Well, I've been cooking probably for about 18 years now.
Wow, okay. How long have you been here on the Delta King?
6 years.
Now, when you're telling your friends, I am the chef on the Delta King Riverboat, do they look at you like, oh, dude, how cool is that?
Yeah, you always get a lot of good feedback. You know, you're on the river, got a good view. And it's just a lot of fun here on Delta King.
It is, and you are swamped with banquets and weddings, and you have a lot to keep up. Now, I didn't get to see your kitchen, but do you have a normal size kitchen? Because this is the boat.
Yes, we have two kitchens. One is for the restaurant, and the other one facilitates all our banquet events.
Okay, so now tell us, what kind of menu did you come up with that would make it unique for the diners here on the Delta King?
Well, I like to do pretty much a California cuisine. I like to encompass different kinds of styles of, French, English, Spanish, Asian, and that's how I keep it interesting, I think.
You mix it up. Now, I have to compliment you. I was telling Mike earlier last night I had a shrimp Louis, and I have to tell you, I've had a lot of Louis, and you get one or two little shrimps or one or two little pieces of crab. There was... And you had no idea it was me ordering this, so you weren't trying to impress me. There was more shrimp on this Louis than I knew what to do with. It was delicious.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Great, great job. So I want to hats off to that. And what are your specialty dishes? What do you like to tweak and work with?
Well, I like to, I do a classic duck confit, but instead of just using the confit on its own, I like to encompass it into a croquette. along with the duck breast, and do that with some smoked yellow pepper coulis and a pomegranate glaze.
Oh my gosh, I'm hungry already, and you didn't bring any samples? Oh gosh, now you do a lot of wedding here, and sure, that is it's pretty major. I mean, this weekend alone, I think you had 3 weddings or so.
Correct.
When you have the upcoming bride and groom come in to talk to you about their menus, what kind of twist do you try to put? Do you try to put a twist on it to please them more, or try to let them have a unique feel with the riverboat? Because for me, I would want you to tell me, hey, this is what we can do to make your wedding unique.
Right. Well, what we do is we usually have the bride and groom come in and have a tasting to see what entrees or appetizers they would like to have, and usually from there they select, and if they have any special needs, we'll abide by them.
And if they come in with, they say, hey, I have these special dishes that I know they're sort of off the chart, maybe you don't work with those, is that a problem for you?
Oh, no, never.
No. See, I like that. I like Chef Julian here. Good job. Now, what is your, I know you like the duck, but your favorite, first of all, how often do you change the menu up?
2 to 3 times a year.
Okay. So it's always you're coming up with new thoughts, and what do you think might work for the different...
Times of the year, yes.
Times of the year. Okay. And you do a lot of business meetings here. I know there's business space, so you have parties and things as well?
Correct, yes. We have a lot of out-of-town business meetings here, and, you know, whatever they need, we provide for them.
You provide. Well, it all looks delicious, and you have a Sunday brunch. What's featured? I didn't get a chance. I'm down here working, and everybody's up there eating. So tell us a little bit about the Sunday brunch.
Well, our Sunday brunch is from 10 to 2. We have oysters, shrimp, a variety of salads, bacon, sausage, you know, your typical Sunday brunch items, and some hot dishes, omelette station, and we like to take pride in that.
Well, you do a great job here. Now, what do you have coming up? Do you have any recipes that you're working on right now that you're going to surprise? Mike's sitting over there in the corner, so your boss is over there in the corner that he doesn't know about. Do you have anything that you're sort of planning?
Actually, I'm kind of working on a garbanzo bean crepe made with garbanzo flour, and I still haven't figured out how I'm going to do that, but it's going to be for our new tasting menu, which we have every couple of months. We change it. It's a 4-course meal. And we take pride in that as well as the rest of our menus.
Good. Now, do you ever get a chance to walk around and say hi to all your customers?
I do. You know, a lot of times people will ask for me to come out and speak with them, and I do. And, you know, they always want to have recipes, and I never have a problem giving it to them.
Well, you know, I have a recipe page on my website now for fun. Because people, I came up with this corn on the cob recipe that I liked, and I put it on there, so people started sending me recipes. I think it'd be really cool, folks, if Chef Julian Vasquez here sent me one of his recipes posted on a website from the Delta King. Does that work for you?
Anytime.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I know you have to get back to work. Thanks for taking this time to talk to us a little bit.
Well, thank you for coming out.
Food's delicious. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, talk to you later. All right, folks, so see, I'm having great breakfast. Oh, my gosh, you get breakfast here on the Delta King Riverboat. Delicious. You get your choice of ham, sausage, bacon, you get eggs, you get potatoes, you get a muffin. I mean, this is the breakfast that's going to hold you over all day long. So, delicious breakfast. Everything here has been fantastic on the Delta King Riverboat here in Old Sacramento. Now, we have, let's see, I told you what some of the things that I didn't get a chance to do a lot of places that I wanted to go to. We're going to talk about more events with Lucy Steffens from the Sacramento Convention and Visitors Bureau. She's going to come back and to kind of wrap up the show, which at some point I'm going to have to wrap up. It's been going by so fast. Now, remember, this is your chance to sign up to win a 2-night stay here on the Delta King Riverboat here in Old Sacramento. It's going to be 2 nights plus a VIP pass for so many of the museums and attractions here in Old, and I think some of them are in New Sacramento as well, a little bit of both. Now, this card is gold, so you need to call Valley at 760-320-8255 or toll-free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294, to sign up for the trip. Now, the trip will be, we'll have the drawing next Sunday. On next Sunday's show, I'll be back in the studio. I will be on KESQ on Saturday morning at around 8:20, where you'll get a chance to see Sacramento for yourself. I have some video. I'll be talking about my trip, so you're going to get a chance to see it, and then all the KESQ viewers will be able to sign up for the drawing as well. So the drawing's going to be out there, but for you, today is your day to sign up, and once you sign up, you are locked in. Club Francoise members, you don't need to sign up because you are already signed up. And we want to welcome the Edwards to Club Francois. Yes, they're new members, and I appreciate it. And welcome on board. Now, also, you can catch me on Twitter at Radio Francois, and, of course, Facebook Francois or Traveling with Francois. And you can also check me out on YouTube at travelingyoutube.com, Traveling Francois. There is no with in that. So we get all that out of the way, and I have to get all that official business out. And once again, I am thrilled to be here on the Delta King Riverboat in Old Sacramento. Now, Old Sacramento is right up on the docks, and it is easy. For know what the weather's going to be like right here on the water. It changes from moment to moment. Right now there's a little boat going by. I see the boat going by in front of me. I see a train going by to my right. So it's just all sorts of action going on around me. Yesterday I went to the Railroad Museum, the Old Sacramento Museum. I've been to the Wells Fargo Museum. I ate at Fanny Ann's Saloon, established in 1817. Had a hamburger there. I had a Bratwurst sausage yesterday at one of the, at the old train station, the Central Pacific Railroad Depot up there. I've been eating, but I've been walking, so, and taking lots of pictures. So what we're going to do is, I can't believe the time is just winding up. We are going to take our last sponsor's time out of the show. When we come back, Lucy Steffens from the Sacramento Convention and Visitors Bureau will join us one more time to talk about the places I didn't get to go to, events happening, winery, holiday events, all sorts of things going on in the old and new Sacramento. So on that note, we're going to take a sponsor's time out. You're listening to Traveling with Francois, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, coming to you live from the Delta King Riverboat, right here in Old Sacramento.
Hey, want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf? I'll pick the spot. Nightlife? I know it's hot. Want to travel? I'll take you there.
Electric Car Distributors is happy to announce that Western Golf Car is back in production, featuring the ever-popular 400 2x2 with a built-in charger, great color combinations, and more. Come in and see the latest models for 2010. We also have a great selection of pre-owned Westerns and more. Electric Car Distributors is the only location for new Club Car golf cars and the new Yamaha golf cars, with two locations to serve you in Rancho Mirage and Palm Desert. For more information, please call 760-360-9898. That's 760-360-9898.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, poolside cabanas, tennis, Wi-Fi, and opening soon, a full-service spa to pamper your inner and outer being. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort, and of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit the Borrego Springs Resort on the web at borregospringsresort.com.
Getting your business name and information over the airwaves is easier than you think. Let Traveling with Francoise do all the work while you have all the business. Contact me, Francoise, for more information about being an exclusive member of the Traveling with Francoise family. Direct at 760-409-9779 or visit travelingwithfrancoise.com and send me an email. I'm offering a summer special, so don't wait, because it's never too late to get some business.
For most of us, change is hard. But if you're in business, you know that over time, change is necessary if you're going to survive and prosper. Consider your office furniture, for instance. What is it telling your clients or customers about you? In a world where perception is reality, that's a good question. We're Desert Business Interiors. We bring to the Coachella Valley over 25 years of experience in the office furniture industry, and there's no office furniture dealership in the area like us. Whether you want to find traditional office, or if you're looking for an exciting selection of clean, trendy, contemporary office furniture, Desert Business Interiors has it all. Not only does Desert Business Interiors carry all the finest manufacturers, but they can also help you design and space plan your office with their free design consultation. Whether you're looking for a new chair or complete office setup, our team will help you do it right, no matter the budget. Come see our showroom on Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage. Desert Business Interiors. Because change is good.
You're listening to News Talk 920, KPSI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francois, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, live, coming to you live from the Delta King Riverboat here in Old Sacramento. And we're right here on News Talk 920 KPSI. We are going to wrap up the show. We have another, about 10 or 15 minutes left, but I think we'll do trivia. And the first correct caller is going to win Sunday brunch for two at the Miracle Springs Resort. The numbers you need to know are 760-320-8255 or toll free from the East Valley 760-346-8294. And the question is, let's see, what is the question? The California state tree is what? The California state tree is what? Okay, I said it earlier in the show, so here's your chance. Now, joining me now is Lucy Steffens from the Sacramento Convention and Visitor Bureau. Back again. You were on the first hour. You're back with us again. Thank you so much.
Back again for more Sacramento information.
Well, I know, because you were so much, I almost had to cut you off in the first hour. We never got going on Sacramento as a year-round destination. We talked about the old and the new, but let's talk about all the things that are going on in Sacramento, which I know it's a ton. We can't cover them all, but all year long.
All year long. First of all, I'd like to mention, since we are here in Old Sacramento, we have one really unique event, and it's called Gold Rush Day, Sacramento Gold Rush Days.
Mm-hmm.
Takes place every Labor Day weekend. It's a four-day event. And it's basically, it transforms Old Sacramento even more to the time of the California Gold Rush. Cars are banned. Streets are covered with 200 tons of dirt. And you have historic docents, and obviously in historic costumes. You have historic characters walking the streets. And it's just a phenomenal, phenomenal event that takes place. It's 10 year now. It was our 10th anniversary, Sacramento Gold Rush Day. So if you really want to experience the true, true California Gold Rush history, try to make it to Old Sacramento over Labor Day weekend.
I'm raising my hand over here, like saying, please, Lucy, invite me, because I was panning for gold, and I would think that would be so exciting.
Oh,
it's so fun.
It's fun, especially on Friday. It's kind of geared towards school children.
Mm-hmm.
You have children's groups coming in and doing exactly what you did, the gold panning, of course. There's always this little speck of fake gold planted, for the kids to find. So that's truly a very unique event for Old Sacramento, and very fitting for Old Sacramento, I should say. We have a number, another big event in Old Sacramento is the Sacramento Jazz Festival. It's been going on for 36 or 37 years.
Wow.
It takes place over Memorial Day weekend. And it's basically all different types of jazz. It's not just Dixieland. It's traditional jazz. We have jazz, kind of Cajun-style jazz. We have Latin-style jazz. So it's really something for everybody. And we have different venues here in Old Sacramento. There's a venue actually right here on the Delta King. There are tents set up all over Old Sacramento. There are some other venues in the Sacramento Convention Center, various downtown hotels as well. So those are two really, really big events. And then moving on, we have a lot of wine and food events here in Sacramento, obviously.
I need to ask you about the wineries. Everywhere I go, there are wineries. And Sacramento is no different. And I didn't realize that you have so many wineries up here.
So many wineries that not many, even Californians, are familiar with. You know, certainly we know about Napa and Sonoma, the wine countries of Napa and Sonoma, and they're great. But what we have here outside of Sacramento are the Sacramento Foothill Wineries just east of Sacramento. And those were really planted with the first settlers who came out here from wine-growing countries such as Italy, Spain, and France. They really got the gold, the wine growing started in the foothills. So now we have about 200 wineries within in the greater Sacramento region, meaning the Sierra foothills, meaning the Sacramento Delta, Lodi just south of us. And we have one event, annual event, that's called the Grape Escape, where we invite only wineries from our immediate 8-county area. It's on a Saturday in June. It's downtown on Cesar Chavez Plaza. And you buy a ticket that basically gives you tastings of however many wineries you want. We typically have 80 wineries and another 40 restaurants show up. So that's truly an opportunity to really get acquainted with wineries in the general Sacramento area. And the very unique grape, I mean, for our foothills area, is really, it's the Zinfandel grape. And the foothill wineries, Lodi, Delta, they make very, very terrific Zinfandel wine.
Wow. Folks, again, this is Lucy Steffens from the Sacramento Convention Visitors Bureau. And, yeah, I mean, that's amazing because, like I say, you just don't really think of Sacramento as wine country. But it is wine country as well as sports country, too.
Sports country.
You are big in sports up here. Everywhere I look, there are team logos. There is a lot of sports going on
up
here.
Definitely. We have the NBA Sacramento Kings, and then we have the AAA baseball team, the Sacramento Rivercats, which is the farm team for the Oakland A's. So, and the actually the Rivercart Stadium, Raleigh Stadium, is just across the Sacramento River in West Sacramento. So again, here you can combine old Sacramento, park your car here, walk across the Tower Bridge, now over there in the baseball stadium.
Yeah, how cool is that, folks? You stay on the Delta King riverboat and then go see a sporting event, and you come back in time back to the old Sacramento and the Delta King riverboat. What, I mean, a perfect trip. I
say
it is great. I want to congratulate Jim Brown, who was the winner of the Sunday Brunch for Two. So he got it right. The answer was California redwood. The California state tree is the California redwood. Right, so now holidays. I can't imagine how beautiful this whole area looks during the holidays. And that's going to be coming up shortly. I mean, we missed the gold rush, but I would think Sacramento really lies our state's capital, and having Old Sacramento knew that you really do it up for the holidays.
Definitely. Here in Old Sacramento, starts usually about Thanksgiving holiday. You have Old Sacramento, the buildings are decorated, of course, with the lights. You have carolers walking throughout Old Sacramento in period costumes. I mean, it's just lovely to see. We have a Christmas tree in front of the state capitol that's usually lit by the governor. And this year, it's typically the first weekend in December, I believe. We have another Christmas tree on the corner of 7th and K Street that's lit by Sacramento mayor, who is Kevin Johnson, the former NBA star, Phoenix Suns.
Mm-hmm.
And our ice rink, I don't know if you have one in the desert.
I do. We're supposed to get one, but I didn't know there was an ice rink. Where's that?
That's going to open November 5th at 7th and K Street, which is just, you go up the pedestrian mall from the Delta King straight up through five blocks. You'll have the ice rink there. They'll be open for, I believe, November 5th through right after the New Year's holiday.
So we have all, we have the wineries, we have the sports, we have the holidays. Now, outdoor activities, of course, there's boating up and down the deltas. I'm sure you have camping, golf, nearby casinos. I, that's not an outdoor activity, but I'm sure some
have,
people might think it is. But
a couple of Indian casinos in the neighborhood, as you have down there, definitely.
But you have hiking and all sorts of things.
Hiking, we have a 32-mile American River bike trail that runs from Old Sacramento up to Folsom Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly you can rent bicycles here in Old Sacramento and go right up along the Sacramento River, then up the American River. I mean, it's a phenomenal. Take a picnic along, you know, and there are rest spots all along the American River bike trail. So that's definitely a great activity, an active activity, I should say.
And again, you have the two visitor centers, one in Old Town, Old Sacramento, and one in New Sacramento.
at our office. That's correct.
And if we haven't convinced you to come up and enjoy Sacramento, old and new, I don't know what it's going to take, because I'm sure you're all probably saying the same thing I was saying. Okay, Sacramento, state's capital, really cool, but you have neighborhoods in here that are very historic. You have modern neighborhoods. You have a little bit of everything. There's something for everyone in old or new Sacramento.
Absolutely. And let me give your listeners our website.
Please do so.
Which is discovergold.org.
Discovergold.org.
You know, of course.
Yeah, very cool. And that's going to be on my website with a direct link to you so they can just check it all out.
Perfect.
Lucy Steffens, once again, it's because of you, Traveling with Françoise is here. I can't thank you enough. This has been a wonderful experience. I'm going to be hounding you to come back. I don't know, maybe we can broadcast from the Gold Rush days
Wouldn't
or something.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be a ton of fun. You hear me dropping
fun.
That in there, folks. Yeah. I want to pan for some more gold. Yeah, but it's been a true blast. Thank you so much. I
pleasure
can't
having
it.
You. And thank you so much.
Okay. And again, all the information about the Visitors Convention and Visitors Bureau for Sacramento will be posted on my website. I urge you, every time you visit any destination, to go to the visitor centers. They're just a plethora of information. And the one in Old Sacramento, they have a saddle from the Pony Express. They have a stagecoach. They have just so much interesting stuff in there. You're going to forget that it's even a visitor center. Trust me. You're going to be stuck in there for another hour looking around. I have not been in one place less than an hour. Every building I go into, I want to look around and enjoy. Again, today's show has been coming to you live from the Delta King Riverboat right here in Old Sacramento. It's truly been wonderful. Next week, I will be back in the station. And do you remember Harold Robbins? Of course, the writer? Yes, who passed away. Well, guess what? Mrs. Robbins is releasing, and this is a big, big deal. She is releasing a series of his books, and she's going to be with us on the air next Sunday in the station. So Mrs. Harold Robbins will be joining us, and we're going to be giving away some of these, the selection of release books. And like I say, this is a very, very major. Also in the second hour, we're going to be going to a Pick a Destination winner, Goobler's Orchards, and I talked about that a long time ago. Finally went out there, a really fun place. And by the way, the Railroad Museum here in Old Sacramento, that was a Pick a Destination winner also. So I got to go to another one and had a blast. So I am going to have to wrap it up now. I want to thank everybody, all my guest sponsors, Valley Back in the Station. Couldn't have done it without you. It has been a blast. I will see you next week on KSQ on Saturday morning, where you'll get your own view of Sacramento. And that will be around 8:20 on Channel 3. And then on Sunday, I'll be back at the station live for a full 2 hours. You're going to hear about my surgery. I'll wrap all that up for you then, because thank you for all the well wishes. And this is it. This is Françoise coming to you, Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from the Delta King Riverboat here in Old Sacramento, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery. And I want everyone to remember that it's never too late to get a life.
I know it's hot. Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf? I'll pick the spot. Nightlife? I know it's hot.
We're home for Dodger baseball. The Hot Talk is on News Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs. You're listening to News Talk 920 KPSI.
And now News Talk 920 KPSI presents exciting Los Angeles Dodgers baseball.
From the day Caesar's Palace opened its doors, it's been the most spectacular resort on the Las Vegas Strip. Now, it's even more extravagant with their brand new Garden of the Gods Pool Oasis. Come see the grandeur of the sprawling retreat for yourself by booking their poolside getaway package. You get two nights starting at $110 a night, a $25 credit to spend at the pool, and a complimentary gift bag. Go to caesarspalace.com/GOG to reserve your package today. In baseball and in business, success year in and year out comes to those who plan for it. That's why at the Port of Los Angeles, business is up and nearly $1 million a day is being invested in projects that will help deliver more jobs and cleaner air to the Southern California region. Working on today, focusing on tomorrow. Learn more at www.portoflosangeles.org. You're listening to News Talk 920, KPSI.
Dodger Baseball on News Talk 920, KPSI.
High drive to deep left field. She is gone.
Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Dodgers Radio Network present the 2010 Los Angeles Dodgers.
This Dodgers broadcast is brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Miller Lite, great beer, great responsibility. By Bank of America, the official bank of the Los Angeles Dodgers. By Caesars Palace, book your stay at Caesars Palace at CaesarsPalace.com. By CareMore, care more, it's what we do. By Amco, transmissions and a whole lot more. Double A, MCO. By Wells Fargo, together we'll go far. By the Heffernan Insurance Group at HEFFINS.com. By Bay Alarm, protecting California's businesses and homes since 1946. And by Budweiser, full flavor and clean, crisp finish. It's what we do.
Dodger Baseball in the Desert is brought to you in part by Big O Tires, Spotlight 29 Casino, Lumpy's Discount Golf, Showgirls Gentlemen's Club, and Time Warner Cable.
Now, with today's game, here are Vin Scully, Rick Monday,